Chapter 7. A Doctor is Prodded. Daniil stood in the doorway.
What happened, partner Eli?
But no explanation was needed. Daniil's voice changed to a loud, ringing shout.
Robots of Hannes Gruer, your master is hurt. Robots!
At once a metal figure strode into the dining room, and after it, in a minute or two, a dozen more entered. Three carried Gruer gently away. The others busily engaged in straightening the disarray and picking up the tableware strewn on the floor. Daniil called out suddenly,
"You there, robots! Never mind the crockery. Organize a search. Search the house for any human being. Alert any robots on the grounds outside. Have them go over every acre of the estate. If you find a master, hold him. Do not hurt him."
Unnecessary advice.
"But do not let him leave either. If you find no master present, let me know. I will remain at this viewer combination."
Then, as robots scattered, Elijah muttered to Daniil,
"That's a beginning. It was poison, of course."
"Yes, that much is obvious, partner Elijah."
Daniil sat down queerly, as though there were a weakness in his knees. Bailey had never seen him give way so, not for an instant, to any action that resembled anything so human as a weakness in the knees. Daniil said,
"It is not well with my mechanism to see a human being come to harm."
"There was nothing you could do."
"That I understand, and yet it is as though there were certain cloggings in my thought paths. In human terms, what I feel might be the equivalent to shock."
"If that's so, get over it."
Bailey felt neither patience nor sympathy for a queasy robot.
"We've got to consider the little matter of responsibility. There is no poison without a poisoner."
"It might have been food poisoning."
"Accidental food poisoning? On a world this neatly run? Never. Besides, the poison was in a liquid, and the symptoms were sudden and complete. It was a poisoned dose on a large one. Look, Daniil, I'll go into the next room to think this out a bit. You get Mrs. Del Mar, make sure she's at home, and check the distance between her estate and Gruer's."
"Is it that you think she..."
Bailey held up a hand.
"Just find out, will you?"
He strode out of the room, seeking solitude. Surely there could not be two independent attempts at murder so close together in time on a world like Solaria. And if a connection existed, the easiest assumption to make was that Gruer's story of a conspiracy was true. Bailey felt a familiar excitement growing within him. He had come to this world with Earth's predicament in his mind and his own. The murder itself had been a faraway thing, but now the chase was really on. The muscles in his jaw knotted.